scores. Raptors lead 7-2, and Gervich gets the third. Logan Hugo, big day for him. A ground roll double. Well, that's the first we've seen for the Raptors this season. They lead 7-2. Two runners in scoring position, one down. Konnuff swings and misses inside. The last time Uemoto played here against the Raptors, you know, obviously pitching only two-thirds inning, and he was pulled early, giving up two runs, two hits, had two strikeouts as the 0-1 comes in, finds his own. Four strike, 0-2. Raptors lead 7-2. Two runners in scoring position. Hugo at second and Gervich at third, and only one down. Uemoto looks at third. Konnuff with the bat on his shoulder. The 0-2 just outside for a ball 1-2. One-two count. Uemoto looks in, fires the 1-2, kind of pulls the ball away, fouled off on the first base line. Two runners in scoring position. Raptors back-to-back innings with at least a run, and they're threatening to add more. First pitch, Konnuff comes in, swings and grounds the ball into the shortstop. Kelly, the throw at first, gets Konnuff out, but Gurevich gets home. So the Raptors build on their lead 8-2. Hugo advances to third. Would you look at that? Raptors lead 8-2. Just getting up in the count and just finding a way to get hits. So now at Hugo at third, Haligzo is due up. Uemoto sets in and throws first pitch. Hugo's 1-for-2 today. Excuse me, Haligzo is 1-for-2 today. He's at an RBI. A sack RBI ground out. As the 0-1, swinging a grounder over to Holly at third. The throw across the diamond. Skips on a one-hop bounce over to Matthews in the glove for three down, but the Raptors get two runs in the top of the seventh. They lead 8-2 as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning here on WFH.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh here at Capital Credit Union Park. Raptors, two more runs in the top half of the inning. They lead 8-2. They've out-hit Green Bay 10-5. So, question is, can they continue to get it done on the defensive side of the ball? They gave up a run in the fourth and one in the fifth. But other than that, and then one of those runs in the fourth, literally just came on a solo home run. So they've done really well. I mean, three in the first three innings, they had 9 outs straight. So you look at it, this team has played excellently on the defensive side of the ball. So Negrete's still on the mound, fires in on Yule. And throws a ball. So Yule, the other rocker to get home off of an RBI for Mateo Matthews. So Kendall Yule out of the University of Kentucky. The 1-0 count. Swinging a grounder over to the third baseman in Degatti. The throw across the diamond is right on the money. So one down. Easy out there for Degatti. And now this brings up Mateo Matthews, responsible for the RBI. So one down, bottom seven. Matthews is due up. He's 1-for-2 today. Negrete sets in and fires and throws a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike, one down. Negrete will set in, fire in the 0-1, swinging a line drive that goes above the first baseman, Gurbich, goes into right field. Bobo has trouble fielding it off the wall, getting to second, the throw to second, over to Broussard, and Mateo Matthews gets to second. Another hit for him. Winning number is on a blue ticket, number 9. Bobo trouble with fielding it off the wall. And took an odd bounce. No balls, a strike. With one down. The 0-1 from Negrete, swinging a line drive that drops in between the second baseman and shortstop. Rounding third, heading for home is Matthews. The throw from Hugo, the plate from Aligso. Is it in time? It's not. Matthews gets home. And Wilson, an RBI. So, the third run of the game for the Rockers. Matthews gets home. What a throw from Hugo in center, but just a fraction late. So, Haligso, the catcher, nearly in time for the tag. One down, Blake Wilson gets an RBI. As Austin Folley, the third baseman, is due up. 0-for-2 today with a strikeout. Negrete fires in, popped away on the backside. No balls, a strike, one down. So the Rockers get one back. They still trail 8-3. The 0-1, swing and a drive deep into left center field, heading back towards the wall, reaching out, is not making the grab, is Gallison, rounding second, heading for home. Is Wilson, he's going to get all the way home, and the fourth run of the game for the Rockers comes true. They get two back. Folley, an RBI double. Would you look at that? So now the Rockers cut this to a 4-run game with a runner on second. Folley at second. Return to the top of the order. Cooper Kelly 0-for-3 today. Flown out twice and grounded out. So the Rockers get two runs back. The bats are starting to flow for them. They're now up to 8 hits. The Raptors are going to have to try to cool this down. Negrete fires in and throws a strike. Throws a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 swing and a drive into left center field, and reaching out and backpedaling and making the grab is Gallison for 2 down. He's had a lot of work out there. Anthony Gallison, he's been busy. But 2 down, Raptors still lead 8-4. Here in the bottom of the seventh. So Kyle West is due up. Got on base off of a walk on his last at bat. 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. Folley stands at second. Negrete will come set. Look in and fire. Swing and a miss. Upstairs edge for a strike on one. Negrete has not recorded a strikeout yet today. Oh, and one count. The 0-1 paints the right edge of the zone for a strike. 0-2. Mekhi Negrete looking for his first strikeout. What would halt this momentum for the Rockers? They trail 8-4. Two down. The 0-2 up and away for a ball. So Folley, a runner in scoring position. He's only runner on. He stands at second. Kyle West heading to West Virginia next season. Played Division II ball for the University of Charleston as the 1-0. West swings and pops up a ball into left center, and Gallison reaches out, makes an easy grab for the third out. So the Raptors give up two runs, but they still lead 8-4 as we head to the top of the eighth inning here on WFH.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away, but they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call in their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROinstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Seven innings down, two more to go as we are in the top of the eighth inning, and a pitching change in store for the Rockers. Luke Singleton, the Cali Community College product from Colorado Springs, Colorado. He's had three games appeared in, an 0-1 record, four innings pitched, allowing nine hits, six runs, and acquiring four strikeouts. He played for the Rockers last season, and he appeared in six games, so a returning Rocker. And a guy, a rising sophomore, the left-hander looking to clean things up on the defensive end because they've given up 10 hits and 8 runs. So the question, can the Rafters continue their red-hot start at the plate? Three runs in the sixth, two runs in the seventh. They've got all the momentum on the offensive side right now. So Jorge Degatti here in the bottom of the order is due up. Had an RBI single on his last at bat. So a three-run shot from Bobo in the top of the first. Bottom of the fourth, a solo home run from Carlos Hernandez. And then in the fifth, an RBI single from Matthews, which allowed Yule to get home, made it 3-2. But then three runs in the top of the sixth for the Rafters. Hugo got home. Conniff got home. Degatti got home. So the Rafters lead 8-4 now, and they had two runs in the top of the seventh. First pitch comes in for a ball on Degatti. the 1-0 from Singleton way down in the dirt. So Degatti 1-for-3 today. An RBI. A strikeout. Singleton kicks and fires in the 2-0. Finds his own for a strike, 2-1. Two-one count. Singleton once again on a breaking ball down low. 3-1. Three-one count. Degatti is gonna have a leadoff walk. The 3-1 swing and a line drive that drops into the center field gap. Degatti gets on first. That's his second hit of the game. He's 2-for-4 today. He also has an RBI. So Jorge Degatti coming into Green Bay right now, making a statement. He's got two hits. He's one of four guys for the Raptors to have at least two hits. And another guy that has that is Anthony Gallison, who's due up right now. We return to the top of the order. Gallison, who had a sac fly RBI on his last at bat. Degatti at first. Singleton sets in and throws down low. So Gallison is 2-for-3 today with a run. Every time he comes here to Capital Credit Union Park, he puts on a show. That's what he's doing right now. Ball and no strikes. Singleton looks over at first, the 1-0. Gallison swings and drives a ball that drops into center field on a one-hop bounce before Yule can get to it. And that's the third hit for Anthony Gallison. Gallison at first. That moves Degatti to second. And the Raptors up to 12 hits here on the game. Back-to-back hits from the 9-hole and the leadoff hitter. So the Raptors coming at the Rockers once again. Gallison 3-for-4 today. This brings up Jack Passier. He's been able to cross home plate, but he's 0-for-3. Crossed home plate on that Bobo home run in the top of the first. Swing and a miss down low. So Gallison at first, Degatti at second. Oh, and one count. Singleton sets in, fires in the 0-1, and sees the zone for a strike going 2. Two runners on for the Raptors. Making noise once again here in the top of the eighth. Luke Singleton has already given up two hits. He serves in the 0-2 swing and a drive that drops back into the center fielder of Yule. And tagging back up at both of their respected bases is Degatti and Gallison. So Passier flies out, made good contact. Wasn't able to find any green space. Yule has been busy out there in center field. So this brings up Brendan Bobo, who's been walked on his last two at-bats. 1-for-2 today. Crossed home plate twice. A 3 RBI day. And he's also struck out. He's had a big day, Brendan Bobo. 3-run shot yesterday. A 3-run shot today. Which allowed the Raptors to jump into a lead. 3-0. As Bobo check swings down low and Singleton throws in for a strike. 0-1. One down. Gallison at first. Degatti at second. No balls, a strike. The 0-1. Bobo swings out on left for a strike. 0-2. Gallison at first, Degatti at second, one down, Bobo's down on the count 0-2. Singleton looks at second, fires in the 0-2, bounces one hop in the dirt into Holman. Which is ironic because this is not dirt, this is all turf. It's all green except for, or first, second, third, the mound and home plate is, it's brown. So emulating the dirt, but it is definitely not that. One out, the 1-2. Bobo swings and grounds a ball into the second baseman. Wilson flips it over to first to Kelly. The throw to first is on time for the double play. So the Raptors trail, the Raptors lead 8-4 as we head to the bottom of the eighth here on WFH.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the eighth we go. Raptors lead 8-4 as Carlos Hernandez is due up. Mekhi Negrete is still on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. He hasn't recorded a strikeout and has walked a batter in two innings of work. Has given up five hits and two runs on 32 pitches. He sets in and finds the zone for a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Raptors, two more innings of good defensive baseball, and they'll find their 12th victory as the 0-1 popped away out on the backside. Oh, and two. No balls, two strikes. Mekhi Negrete out of Oceanside, California. The 0-2. Swinging a popped up ball out on the left field side, out of play. It bounces on a one-hop bounce towards the concourse, and like five kids are running after it right now. It's always a souvenir for, you know, especially young kids to get at a baseball game. I know it's always a special thing. If you're able to get a ball, you always take it home with you. As the 0-2 comes in, up and away for the ball, 1-2. One-two count, Negrete. So has yet to record a strikeout. The 1-2. Right down the plate, just a bit low. That looked like that was right in the zone. Just outside for ball number two. So a 2-2 count with nobody down. Carlos Hernandez responsible for the run on the top of the fourth as he swings and pulls the ball into the right field side. Bounces on a one-hop bounce before Bobo can get to it. And Hernandez gets on base. So a leadoff single for Carlos. And here come the Rockers. Only trail 8-4. Hernandez has had a big day. He's 2-for-4 with a home run. So Jack Coleman is due up, the UCLA product from Wrightwood, California. 1-for-3 today. Thought it in that catcher. Negrete looks over and fires at Gervich at first and getting Hernandez back towards the bag. Is once again the pickoff attempt, and Hernandez slides safe. Jack Coleman stands at 6'4", 230. He's a big dude. Don't get me wrong. As he swings and pulls the ball out on the right field side, that looked fair for just a moment, but hooked away. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 up and away on the right edge for a ball. 1-1. Bottom of the eighth. Raptors lead 8-4. They've out-hit Green Bay 12-9. The 1-1. Swing and a miss outside for strike number two. So Mekhi Negrete still looking for that first strikeout. Kalen Graham had the pitching duties before him and recorded four of them. Negrete, the 1-2 down low, swinging a popped up ball out on the first base line. Reaching out under it is the second baseman, Chris Conniff, who makes an easy grab for one down. So Holman pops out, and this brings up JoJo Jackson, who's 1-for-3 today with a strikeout. So Jackson, Georgia State guy, and he is a switch hitter. Bats left and now batting right this time. So Hernandez stands at first, one down, as a swing and a ground ball over to Degatti at third. The throw to second to Conniff on a one-hop bounce. The throw back to first and does not get Jackson, but gets Hernandez out at second. So Jackson stands at first, and they get the runner out on second. As did he get out? Did Gervich tag him out? And it looks like he did. What about that? So Jackson runs past first, and I don't think he touched the bag. I don't think he touched the bag. And Gervich just tagged him after. He can't believe it. That's the third out for the Raptors. So the double play does come true, and the Raptors lead 8-4 as we head to the top of the ninth.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
To the top of the ninth we go here on WFHR. Joey Fear with you, and just excited to bring you this coverage because the Raptors have really put on display. They're up 8-4. They've out-hit the Rockers 12-9. And they have one more inning of work. But that was a wild sequence on the last play there. JoJo Jackson hits a ball to the third baseman. Degatti throws it at second. Gets Hernandez out running. Conniff then flips it over to first. Jackson gets the first in time. He beat out the throw, but I don't think he tagged the bag, and that's why he got out. So Gervich had the ball in his glove and then looked back and just tagged him, and the umpire called it out. So that's kind of what the confusion was. But fortunate for the Raptors. So Garrett Broussard is due up. Singleton fires and finds his own for a strike. So Raptors, four-run lead. Can they get it done and find a way to get their 12th win of the season as the 0-1 comes in and once again in the zone? This place is emptied out. A lot of the kids who were here have emptied. But fortunate for the Raptors that they have some fans in attendance here. The other interns for Wisconsin Rapids have made the trip. That's great to see that they're down there enjoying themselves as the Raptors lead 8-4 as a swing and a line drive that goes right into center field. And Garrett Broussard gets on base. Can they stop him? Broussard, first hit on five at-bats, but he's been able to get on base today. He's made great contact with it. So Broussard at first, and Jack Gervich is due up. So many hits have come for the Raptors. They've had 13 of them. And Singleton steps in and fires as Gervich hooks a ball, pulling away on the foul side. For a strike, 0-1. Gervich, 1-for-3 today. He's crossed home plate twice, and he's been walked. Broussard at first. The 0-1. Gervich swings and a miss down low for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Jack Gervich. The 0-2 down low on a slider that just comes in a bit low of the zone for a ball. 1-2. 1-2. Standing at first is Broussard. Top of the ninth. Raptors 4-run lead. The 1-2 comes down low, bounces in the glove of Holman in the dirt for a ball. 2-2. Remind you, this is one of two games here today, so there's a lot of baseball still left to be played. But the Raptors are on the verge of the 2-2. Gervich swings and pulls the ball into the left center gap. That's dropping on a one-hop bounce before West can get to it. And getting back towards the bag is Broussard as he's hobbling towards the bag. He looks like he might have rolled an ankle or something. So Broussard at second. Gervich at first, and that's the second hit for Jack Gervich, and this brings up Logan Hugo. So at least five of the nine guys for the Raptors have at least two hits today. They're up to 14 hits as the training staff for Green Bay. Two of them come onto the field, and Broussard looks to be okay, so he waves them off. But Logan Hugo, big day for Hugo, just massive. A base hit, and then on the last time at the plate, a ground rule double. So he's 2-for-4 today with a run. Also an RBI on that ground rule double that sent Bobo home. Pitch comes down low for a ball. The Eastern Michigan products betting a 2-of-4 prior to today. Raptors 14 hits. The bats have just been flowing for them. Gervich at first as the 1-0. At second is Broussard. He comes in for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And a ball rolls onto the field. Looks like the bullpen, the Rockers, was pitching down there. There isn't a legit bullpen, so on the left and right side, they show that there's, you know, mounds, but it's literally on, like, the corner of the field. So if you're a pitcher warming up at the bullpen, you have to be accurate as pitch comes in for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Two runners on, nobody down. Singleton looking for his first strikeout. Fires in the 1-2. Swing and a drive that goes in between first and second. And the bases become juiced. The runners advance. And the Rafters putting on a show here in the top of the ninth. Adding to their cushion. Conniff is due up. Three straight hits from the Rafters. Logan Hugo with three of them today. He's 3 for 5. So Hugo at first. Gurevich at second and Broussard at third with Chris Conniff due up. He's 2 for 4 today. Singleton goes down low and Conniff swings and a miss. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Base is juiced. Nobody out. Singleton has been struggling. He fires in the 0-1. Down low, that bounces on in the dirt. 1-1. Broussard, the leadoff at third. Base is loaded. Raptors have out hit the Rockers 15-9. Conniff swings and grounds the ball into the first base. And Matthews throws it at Kelly at second. And a runner gets home in Broussard. And at first was Hugo. He dives into Kelly, the shortstop, who was stepping on second. So it looks like, was that two down? Conniff at first. At third is Gurevich. So the umpire's having a word with it. And Chris Kreplin, field manager for Green Bay, doesn't seem too happy, but Conniff is at first. A run gets home. So the umpire stepping back out. And well, the Rafters score. They're up 9-4. So Hogan Oligzo is due up. Wild sequence there. Hugo got out at second, but Conniff got to first. So one down. Singleton deals and finds the zone for a strike on one. So Matthews threw it over to Kelly at second. And as he was going to throw back to first, he got slid in from Hugo. But Hugo gets out at second. So the 0-1 from Singleton, down low on the check swing. Did Oligzo go? He did. 0-2. But Conniff gets the first. Rafters have out-hit the Rockers 15-9. No balls, two strikes, one down. Singleton fires in on a breaking ball. A little bit low of the zone for a ball 1-2. At third is Gurevich. Conniff stands at first. The 1-2. Swinging a broken bat that goes into the shortstop of Kelly. The throw at first is on time as Gurevich gets home. So another broken bat, but the Rafters extend their lead up 10-4 now. Here, top of the ninth. Advancing to second was Conniff. But a sack ground out once again. And Jorge Degani is due up. 2 for 4 with an RBI. Rafters, two more runs here in the top of the ninth. There's two down. Singleton fires down low for a ball 1-0. This stadium has gone quiet. And the Rafters found a way here, leading 10-4. Just an onslaught of runs, hits, 15 hits, 10 runs. And Singleton deals in and finds a zone for a strike, 1-1. Bobo led things off in the top of the first with a 3-run home run. That got things going, but four scoreless innings, and then at the top of the sixth came another 3-run inning and then a two-run inning in the seventh, and now a two-run inning in the ninth as Singleton fires in, but outside of the zone for a ball. Two balls, a strike. The 2-1 down low. Rounding third, heading for home is Conniff. The throw in time, dizzy slide, and safe. Chris Conniff gets home, and the Raptors extend their lead 11-4. Excellent base running from Chris Conniff. Raptors up 7 runs, and this is their third three-run inning of the game, and it comes here on the top of the ninth. Jorge Degatti once again on his third RBI. Excuse me, his second RBI. Wow. Rockers coming into this game, 8 of their past 9 wins. As Galison swings and grounds a ball into the third baseman of Folly, the throw across the diamond is down for the third out. But the Raptors, 3 runs, they build on their lead. They lead 11-4 as we head to the bottom of the ninth here on WFHR.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the ninth, we go, and the Raptors lead 11-4. They've outhit Green Bay 16-9, and Mekhi Negrete still stays on the mound looking for 3 more outs. And to take game one of this doubleheader as Negrete on Yule and throws down low for a ball, 1-0. Kendall Yule, 1-for-3 today, was able to get home on an RBI from Matthews. 1-0 count. Negrete fires and sees the zone for a strike, 1-1. Just an unbelievable game for Wisconsin Rapids. One they surely can be proud of. An avalanche of runs in the 6th, 7th, and 9th. As Negrete right down the plate for a strike 1-2. They had 3 runs at the top of the first. Obviously a Bobo home run. And then 4 scoreless innings of baseball. And then from there you were like, well, is this... Because the Rockers got 2 runs back. They had 1 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. As a swing and a popped up ball into shallow center field, Hugo has trouble seeing it, but reaches out and makes the grab for 1 down. So Yule pops out, brings up Mateo Matt. Matthews, Wagner College product. It was a 3-2 game at one point, a run in the fourth, a run in the fifth, and then you found, well, this game's going to be closer than we think. But Raptors responded in a way that they surely can be proud of. Three runs in the top of the sixth, two in the seventh, and then three more in the ninth. So just the bats got going, 16 hits. As pitch comes in outside for a strike, 0-1. No balls of strike with one down. Negrete fires outside for a ball, 1-1. Negrete, once again, the 1-1 comes down low. For a ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Mekhi Negrete, no strikeouts yet today. 2-1, just outside for a ball, 3-1. A 3-1 count with one down, bottom nine. Negrete deals in as that ball's popped out on the backside. So getting back in the count is Negrete, 3-2. He's at 3 1/3 innings pitched, 52 pitches, 6 hits allowed, 2 runs. And one walk, but no strikeouts. But the infield of the Rapids has a 3-2, hits in a ground ball over to Conniff, the second baseman. The dart over to first is on time for two down. So this brings up potentially the last batter of the night, Blake Wilson, who's 1-for-3 today. Well, I should say last batter of the game, because these two teams will be getting set to go at it once again later today at 6:35. So Raptors on the verge of taking game one. They're one out away. They have a comforting Negrete, 0-1 in the count. Blake Wilson, the Kansas State guy, who's 1-for-3 today. Negrete sets and serves up in the zone for a ball, 1-1. A 1-1 count with two down. Negrete serves the 1-1 up and away as backing outside of the zone was Wilson, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Negrete winds and serves. A swing and a fly ball that goes right into the left fielder. Reaching out and making the grab is Gallison. And that will do it. The Raptors. Avalanche of runs. And they throttle the Rockers in game one of this series. As they win 11-4. They've out-hit the Rockers 16-9. The bats were going. The pitching was great. And the Raptors got it done here in game one of this doubleheader. So the Raptors are going to have to find a way to get back to it and keep this same effort and this same energy, because what a game it was. I mean, you look at it, top of the ninth, top of the first inning came around. Brendan Bobo, a 3-run shot for him. And then it came in the bottom of the fourth. Rockers got a run back. They got one in the bottom of the fifth, made it 3-2, but then in the sixth inning, the Raptors, 3 runs for them. They were unbelievable in the sixth inning. Then they went up 6-2. It was a Jack Gervich scoring off of Haligso, a sack ground out, and then Hugo scores off of a Jorge Degatti single to left field, and then Gallison scores off of a Conniff sack fly, made it 6-2, and the Raptors did not stop from there. Seventh inning came around for them. Bobo scored off of a ground rule double from Hugo. Conniff scored off of a putout. Excuse me, Gervich scored off of a putout from Conniff. And it made it, well, at that point, it made it 8-2. And then three more runs in the top of the ninth. They just kept on coming. Broussard scored off of a Conniff fielder's choice. Gurvich scored off of a Holixo sack ground out. And Ghana scored off of a Jorge Degadi RBI once again. The Raptors just put it together in this first game today, winning 11-4. They're 12-10 on the season. So they're going to have to look to continue this here in just about a little under 3 hours. As first pitch scheduled at 6:35 right here at Capital Credit Union Park. But for the Raptors, for everybody, the players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at the studio at WFHR, my name is Joey Fear saying we'll see you back here right at 6:20. Good afternoon, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others...
Matt Flynn is not pulling punches. He'll call it like he sees it. Doesn't matter whether he thinks the Democrats are wrong, whether he thinks the Republicans are wrong. Answers your questions. One of his favorite quotes, I love it. Not woke if you don't know history. He's right. We have to know history. Great program coming up, Matt Flynn, direct after the top of the hour. CBS, ABC, or AP News first. A little weather. And then shortly thereafter, Matt Flynn direct from 3 until 4. 4 o'clock, it is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. It is never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates. And then at 6 o'clock, our new colleague, our new show, great show, Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show. At 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, don't miss it, Rob Pilot, tape delayed now, but still, stay up or listen to the podcast. It is Native Roots Radio with Robert Pilot. By the way, if you don't have the Civic Media app, great time to get it. It's been redone and improved. Both Apple and Android, simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It is free, takes less than a minute to download. It's what Gail King calls a deal. It's free, the Civic Media app. Get yours today. Also, one note, we are off for a couple of days, live shows, as Toddy has to make a little move of his apartment. Appreciate my sister and mom helping out, by the way. Happy birthday again to mom. So we're going to have a couple of reruns for you tomorrow and Friday, and then back with a live show on Monday. So be aware of that. As we said, Matt Flynn likes to remind us the importance of history. And the caller right before we went to break there, really appreciate that caller. Because what they are alluding to are Jim Crow laws. Ever heard of that? A lot of people probably heard of it. It's important. In American history, to understand what where we're at today. Jim Crow laws were state and federal laws introduced to the southern United States in the late 19th and early 20th centuries and enforced racial segregation. Why do they call it Jim Crow? Well, it's a pejorative, or in other words, a racist or bad term. Back in the day, to signify African Americans, called Jim Crow. Such laws remained in force until the 1960s. Formal and informal segregation policies were present in other areas of the United States as well, but predominantly in the South. The Southern laws were enacted by white Southern Democratic dominated state legislatures to disenfranchise and remove political and economic gains made by African Americans during the Reconstruction era. So people say, well, Todd, how can you be a Republican? I mean, how could you have been in the past tense? I left the party in 2011. It's because the Republican Party didn't look like it did today, always. That it was the Southern Democrats at one time that were supporting anti-equality laws. Jim Crow laws. Remember, the Civil Rights Act was passed by with the help of Republicans in Congress in order for Lyndon Baines Johnson to sign it into law. So I get it. And you go, well, that's forever ago. Yeah, you're right. That's why I'm not a Republican anymore, right? Because things changed. I'm just telling you, if people say, I can't understand how you could have been a Republican. This is partly why. Because in history, it teaches us that it used to be the Southern Democrats who were anti-equality with these Jim Crow laws. And so, you know, it became, you know, separate but equal. Had the Supreme Court case, Plessy versus Ferguson. Terrible law, terrible case, outcome, separate but equal. Saying that as long as, you know, keep people separate, segregated in schools or whatever, but try to be equal. Of course, it was never equal. And thank God our country got past that. Particularly with the Voting Rights Act or the Civil Rights Act of 1964, or the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And but Brown versus the Board of Education overturned that law. Had terrible thing. You go into the voting booths, black people in the South. They have a jar of jelly beans. The person running the polls, a white person, would say, how many jelly beans do you think are in that jar? 82. Nope, 75. Sorry, you're not smart enough to vote. Come back next time. This was the United States at one time in this country. This was the discrimination against black people, against women. It wasn't until Dwight Eisenhower said that we could lower the voting age to 18. And it was the Republican Party who fought against many of those things. Not all Republicans, but most. And now we have a dingus like Steve Noss, who is the chair of the University Committee in the Wisconsin State Senate, and he wants to go against Wisconsin law and federal law that says you can vote as a legal citizen, an eligible voter. You are allowed to vote in Wisconsin if you have been in that place for 28 days as a resident, and Steve Noss wants to break the law. The Republican Party of Wisconsin in their state convention this last weekend had a resolution go to the floor saying they want to break the law and keep young people from voting. This is no different than the attitude of Jim Crow. And the caller earlier is exactly right. This is the dark history of the United States of America, the snake of racism, raising its ugly head once again. And as Barney Fife once told Andy, you got to nip it, Andy. You got to nip it in the bud. And this is why the hope of this country lies in Gen Z. Because they recognize this bull crap. And they're not going to stand for it. And Robin Voss and Steve Noss and Brian Schimming and Devin Lemonhue and all the other Republicans and all those scaredy-cap people lining up the staffers that don't have the balls to speak the truth because they would rather look themselves in the mirror every morning and realize they're tired sacks of crap rather than being Americans because they want the money and they want the state benefits and they want the federal benefits. But you know what? The citizens of Wisconsin are smarter, and they're rising up, and they will continue to vote. So watch out, folks. Democracy's on the line. And we're going to be back with a live show on Monday to keep defending it. We got repeats tomorrow. We got repeats on Friday. We'll see you then. Whatever you believe in, whatever is important to you, do not give up. Because keep banging your drum, and we'll get there together. Matt Flynn is next. Do not miss it. Stay tuned. This is the
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.